Life is beautiful. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Life is beautiful. What sort of things do you use as the criteria to tell you that life is beautiful? Do you use the criteria that you are happy? Do you use the criteria that things are going well in your life? Do you use the criteria that you have enough money and that you have enough of everything, you know? Do you use that criteria? Mm-hmm. What criteria do you use about whether you're happy or not? And I'm not asking you, I'm sort of suggesting. The criteria that we use is a perfect indication of what we believe about ourselves. If the criteria that we use of what makes us happy is how we influence and affect other people, that's a very poor criteria. If the criteria we use what makes us happy is if people are nice to us, if people do nice things to us, if they say nice things to us, that's again a very poor criterion. If the criteria of what makes you happy is that whenever you feel that little tickle in the middle of your tummy, it says, you're wonderful, then you've got the right criteria. Because that criteria can neither be bought, stolen, changed, manipulated by anybody. It's always our own. Now, what difference does it make? It makes this difference. If you would like to be happy, and we all say we would, and if the criteria, as I point out, is to make us happy, is to have that little tickle in our tummy that says, I'm a nice guy, I'm a happy guy, I'm enjoying my life, and everything's going beautiful, then how do we become happy? There are people without that tickle in their tummy. There are people without that tickle in their life of saying that I'm happy and I'm enjoyable, I have a wonderful life. There are a lot of people like that. Okay. Then, what can we do about it? Okay. We're not going to be able to find the tickle. Because the tickle is natural. It's like in raising dogs. When you raise dogs, they naturally want to follow as their little puppies. They always follow whoever they bond with. And if they bond with you, they follow you. No. If we bond with happiness, then happiness is going to have that little tickle with us, and it's going to come along with us. Now, how do you bond with happiness? How do you become one with happiness so that you can experience happiness in all areas of your life all the time? Every moment of your life. And I mean it, every single moment of your life. Well, you can change your name to Mr. or Miss Happiness, you know. And that's one start. But that's not a joke. That's not a joke at all. When you begin thinking of yourself as happiness, then you do that. Now, Pollyanna did not think of herself as happiness. She was happiness. Pollyanna did not think of herself as wanting to be a happy girl. She was a happy girl. Pollyanna didn't look for life's problems. She looked for life's solutions, and she was a very happy girl. And then when she had her own life cave in, then she came to terms with herself as to what her real values were. And, of course, the show made it out that everybody in town loved her and made her come back to her senses. But I don't believe Pollyanna could have gone through that sense. I think that's some ugly attitude that some writer had to make Pollyanna be angry with the world and angry with everything. I mean, she came through hell. She came through hell. And she came through hell living with her dad as a missionary. And she didn't have any nice clothing. She didn't have any nice toys. She didn't have any nice children to play with. They all spoke different languages than what she was familiar with. She lived in China. She lived in an area where she was not terribly welcome. And yet she, by her father's teaching, was able to live a very happy Pollyanna life, where she was always finding the good in everything. So then this incident comes along that makes her feel unhappy, and all of a sudden that's going to change her whole lifestyle? No way. That's just for the story alone. And don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? Don't you have tears in your eyes for that Pollyanna? For that was not Pollyanna. That was some human girl that they gave the position to for a few moments. And she acted like a belligerent little brat, you know, because she couldn't get her own way. Now, that's totally out of character for her. That's not her father's daughter. That's not a little girl who's come through all of the terrors that she did. There's no mention of her mother, so obviously her mother was missing at an earlier age too. But hey, you know, she came through as a beautiful symbol. Now, why did the writers write her as that? Well, we all know that. If you can get violence into a movie, you get another audience that'll follow it. So you'll have the audience that likes the happiness, you have an audience that likes the violence, you have an audience that likes the illegality of it, an audience, and then pretty soon you get four different audiences watching one film, and you think, how could they ever each find something in there to watch? Well, that's how they do it, mm-hmm. by making Pollyanna into a little brat. And that's totally not her character. Now, I'm mentioning this only because I want to say to you, Pollyanna said to herself, and everything she did, there is good in this. There is good. There's good in everything. She made everything a happy time. And she was sincere. She asked, why do you want to die? You don't have to prepare yourself to die. You're a nice lady. You got lots to live for. And the lady's, oh, stop telling me, I want to die. My doctor tells me I'm going to die. You know. And so she said, well, you don't have to. Get out of here, you little brat. I don't want to hear that. Well, you see, she touched the lady. And the little lady acted like a very mean person to her because the lady was going through her own inner problems. But Pollyanna didn't let it bother her. The man said, don't come here and bring those stuff. You know, I don't want charity. And Pollyanna said, it's not charity. It's a gift from a friend. Now, you see, she would not let anything get in and destroy her reality. You and I can not let anything enter in and destroy our reality. Are you a happy person? Yes. Are you a healthy person? Yes. Are you a wealthy person? Yes. Now, are you all three? Yes. Yes. Now, when are you not? When you act like you're not. When you act like you're not healthy. See, when you act like you're not healthy by saying, oh, you know, whenever you feel, oh, you stop it and say, oh, and yodel, and sing, and be happy. Yes. Why do you think the kings of ancient times had court jesters? Because they had worries that were disturbing them in their kingdom, and people who they couldn't trust, and things that were going on. And so they had the court jester come in and enliven things with a little happiness, with a little harmony, with a little joke, with a little laughter, with singing and all sorts of frivolity. And that was great. Now, you could do that for yourself. You could do that for yourself. What do you watch on television? Do you watch the negative stuff? Or you watch the positive. Now, if you watch the negative stuff, you can watch the positive stuff in the negative stuff and just don't even see the negative. You're giving yourself a lot of work. But you can just watch and look at that which is beneficial, uplifting, and good for you if you want to. But I can guarantee you, if the show movies that you buy on Netflix, if the movies that you get on Netflix are all violence, you want violence in your life, and you're going to get it. Your son is going to be killed by an auto accident. Your wife is going to be threatened by this, and you're that, and you're this. You just buy it because you fill your life with those experiences. Well, I didn't do that. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Every one of these people who have violence in their life, and they say, I don't know how it happened. Well, ask them what they watch on TV. They watch violence. Ask them what they talk to their friends at the office. They talk about violence. What do they read in the newspapers? Do they read the positive things, or do they want to find every little tidbit against Obama that they can find and then talk about it? Or every little tidbit about Obama that's good and talk about it? What is it that they want to do? Do we want to support Obama so he is the best president the world has ever seen, so he does great things? Well, if we do, then we've got to get behind his good stuff, all the good things he does. If he makes a mistake, well, so be it. Everybody makes mistakes. But we see him doing good stuff. We see him with the motive to do only good things and powerful things and beneficial things. And we strengthen him. We empower him with our beneficial thoughts about him. Now, this is true. When Henry goes to his office, he goes to his office in the morning and he sings a happy song and he says, this is my special day. Wow! When I get to the office, everybody's going to come crowding over to my desk and say, Henry, what's the happy word for today? Henry, what's the good thought for today? Henry, what can we do to make this city of ours the garden city of the world, where everybody wants to come to plantation in Florida, and everyone wants to come and invest in our city and go into all of our philanthropic and eleemosynary activities to help the poor, whatever. We don't have any poor people anymore because we've given them jobs, we've given them work, we've given them an opportunity. We've found a place for them to be. We can't be like Canada during the Depression years that said no person who doesn't have any money can come into Canada. Mm-hmm. Interesting, you know? Mm-hmm. But we don't need to do that. We can be positive, joyous, free now, all the time. We can set the course in motion for us to have the most happy, fulfilled, wonderful life that ever existed. If we will require that of ourselves. Now, are you ready to stop looking at a movie like Pollyanna and saying, well, why did she have that problem? She didn't. That was written into the movie to give it a little thrill to the other spectators. Yeah, really. Because if it's a goody-goody movie, people who are not goody-goody oriented are not going to want to see it. They don't want to see a goody-goody movie. Ah, that's just Pollyanna. That's just, you know, making everything look sunshine and roses. Well, everything is sunshine and roses. And it's up to us to live that so completely by ourselves that nothing anyone says disturbs our peace, disturbs our peace of mind. Nothing. And we just go on living a happy, uplifting life, and we are the light of the world. Can you imagine if the Germans in Germany, when Hitler started messing up, and they knew it, it was kept secret a lot, but they knew. They could sense in the air that there was something rotten in Denmark, rather Germany, you know. There was something rotten in Germany, and they knew it, but never did they do anything about it. As a nation, they didn't individually say, let's all treat that our chancellor seeks out only the highest and best for everyone in the world, especially for Germany, but only the highest and best. Our chancellor is a noble and a wonderful and a gentle. What would have happened to him? Whatever direction he might have been showing to go, he would have changed directions. He was the chancellor. He could do anything he wanted to. And, well, hey, I thought you were going this direction. I changed my mind. I'm going this way. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to kill the Jews. I'm really trying to kill the Jews because they all loan me money to make Germany a big military state, and I owe them a lot of money, and I don't want to pay it back, so I'll kill them. I'll kill all the Jews, and then I don't have to pay it back. That's what he said. Now, well, all we have to do is say, Hitler is a good economist, and he works good with his lending organizations to accomplish the highest and best for Germany, making it into the garden state of the world. that everybody respects it. And the word of a German being is a word of honor and a word of integrity and, you know, all that good stuff. What would happen? Do you think that could happen? Even while this had started, even while these camps had begun, the German people could sense that. And the people around Germany, instead of frightening themselves and running under the table, could speak their word too and say, all the world is in harmony and peace. But what do they say? Oh, look at the newspaper. The world's at war. Everybody's at war. This here and that here and this here and that. And of course, everybody's at war. But that doesn't have to be that way, because the world is whatever we create it to be. And we create our 104 acres here, the absolute monastery, as paradise. We create it as people walking on this property. Everyone who walks on this property with love in their heart. They're the pure white light of love. And everything they do and everything they say and everything they are is love. And that's all we say and that's all we know. And we have many people coming around here. And we have many people who are seeking to find a better way of life than they're having in Mexico. And they're coming through here illegally. And we say, go around the edges. Go around the edges. We are not against you, but just don't go through our property. And the reason I say don't go through our property, because we've got vibrations going here, that if you are seeking to escape Mexico, come to work in the United States or whatever you want to do, if you walk on this property, you will be so filled with love, right action, peace, and truth that you'll go back and come through legally. Mm. You'll go back and fill out the papers to come through as a legal immigrant. Because the legal green card immigrants are perfectly okay, but they don't want to do that. That's a bother. They like the adventure, the thrill of having the feds chase them, you know, and sometimes even shoot them. But they like that thrill. They like that. And it's silly. Now, we do that at all of our borders. We make people come in illegally. We should take them in and put them into a compound, a school, teach them English, teach them how to work as an American citizen works, with responsibility and joy. And then, after they're taught, then they're released, and they can go and become, continue with their American citizenship and become an American citizen. Otherwise, home. If you don't want to stay in this school, we'll pick you up at the border, but we're not going to take you back. Mm-hmm. We're going to take you to special schools that we've created to train illegal immigrants how to be legal immigrants and how to be beneficial to themselves and the United States. Now, will these immigrants, once they've gone to that school, will they want to work for nothing? No way. They're going to want legal wages. And they will not associate with ranchers who want to pay less than legal wages. And if a rancher cannot run his ranch on legal wages, he shouldn't have a ranch. Because if anything can't be done in this country on the legal way, then it shouldn't be done. Because why have laws? Why have legal ways? Why have these things? But this is what we do. We say, well, they're doing jobs nobody else wants to do. No. Then that would not be done. But it's got to be done because the crops, well, if you can't afford to run your ranch and do it properly and pay the limit the law requires for farm workers to have, the minimum wage, if you can't pay that, well, then that's too bad, you know? But do we work within the law? Do we work on principle? Do we work on truth? Do we work on the statement of Pollyanna? Do we say all things are in divine order now? Do we say we live in a legal country? What is it people love about America? America has principles and standards upon which anyone can come here and become very wealthy and do anything they want to do. But they follow those principles and standards. If they violate those principles and standards, they go to prison. And what happens? Some people go to prison. But let's us, in our little world, however big it may be. Surround ourselves with the pure white light of love. Know that we live principle, and that principle is not just an acronym for nothing. Principle is a statement of whatever you think, that is the result you get. Whatever you think, that's the result you get. So now, let's think positive, beautiful, uplifting thoughts about ourselves first, and our neighbors, and our world, and watch how wonderful the world is. What happened when Obama took office? Everybody said, hooray, a new broom, hooray, and a young man who doesn't realize it can't be done. Ooh, ooh, ooh. A young man who doesn't realize it can't be done, how wonderful. And old Henry over here, he says, Herb, you're like a 14-year-old. Now, what did he mean? He meant 14-year-olds on the computer are not afraid of anything. They just go in there and they know, and they don't have their mind blocked. They see something, oh yes, and their mind is instantly feeding them all of the knowledge that we have available to all of us, but we have blocked it. And we wonder what's going on and how strange that is. But it's our choice. So today, let's unblock our mind by speaking the truth, not I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm unhappy, that I am happy, joyous, free now, all the time. I live in a world of magic, a world of wonderment, a world of love, a world of peace, a world of truth. And that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
And I love me. Have a good day.